early in day two, so they're still fresh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fresh out of bed.
It's like two-a-days, kind of, for these guys.
A little bit.
That's your favorite part of fall camp, right, those two-a-days?
Gotta love those. Man. Yeah, I wouldn't say favorite.
No. This alignment, these guys hate two-a-days. Absolutely hate, especially in that Arizona heat. It's got to be brutal.
Before we get into any football discussion, we're appreciative of the fashion choices of you young men as you come in here. Look at the man's watch.
Mm-hmm. it fits the shirt.
It matches the color scheme of the shirt. Uh-huh. The skeleton face.
Simple, classy.
That is an excellent timepiece with a nice burgundy leather band.
What's he doing with the kicks and the socks today?
He's just got the Timberlands.
Okay.
He's
rocking.
I like it.
It's not bad.
It
goes well with the jeans.
I cannot pull off Timberlands. It's just not my look.
I couldn't.
Yeah, I can't. I just can't. I know what I can wear and I know what I can't, and Timberland just
Timberland is a nice bulky boot and shoe at the bottom of your.
I don't know that your bird legs can handle those Timberlands.
These little stick legs.
I do like your shoes today, though, Swinney, and the socks.
Thank you. My mother purchased these.
Put those up so Sean can see those.
So we're going with these shoes and these socks right there. So
really comfortable too.
Yeah,
I just went with the Adidas kicks for the second day in a row here today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all rocky.
You like broke your toe?
Well, thank you.
Broke your toe in those bad boys?
No, it was in the Nikes last night. I broke my toe.
Y'all got style.
Yeah, he just told three Salt Lake guys that we have style. So
I appreciate that. Yeah. He's the pride of Fresno, California,
That's true. Well, I guess he's a SoCal guy like me initially. Yeah. Well, he's more of a Central Valley.
Central
Valley
guy. Tashaun Smallwood, by the way, with us here from Arizona State.
So we're from Utah, right? The University of Utah, notorious for having great defensive lines year in and year out. That's becoming part of the reputation of Arizona State. What's your defensive front going to look like?
Oh, man, just the same as last year. We got great guys like JoJo Wicker, you know what I mean, Tramell Topps, Emmanuel Derries, who's going to come in and make plays for us. You know what I mean? And it's a system that allows us to just pin our ears back and go.
How much fun is it to play in a kind of a defense like that? You guys just go. And it's kind of a high-risk, high-reward sort of defense. Yeah. So you guys do get burned sometimes, but you guys force a lot of turnovers and you force a lot of negative plays for the offense.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun defense to play in. And it's a high risk, of course, but that's just one of the things we got to work on as a defense.
Was Will Sutton a guy that you kind of looked up to a little bit when you came into the program?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
When you were coming in, he was a guy that was having those big seasons a few years ago for ASU.
Yeah, he was that guy. He was the guy. And they would call me and tell me about Will Sutton. And I didn't really know too much about him at first, but I started looking him up. And I'm like, man, he got a lot of playing assets as I do. So it's really fun to watch him each and every week and see how he does things and how I can capitalize on them to improve my game.
How do you handle the leadership role that coach kind of puts you in? Obviously, he brought you here to Pac-12 Media Days. You're representative of the program. I would imagine you're expected to show younger guys kind of the way things are supposed to be done within the program. You're a lead-by-example guy. You're a vocal guy. You'll put your arm around the young cat and say, listen, young fella, this is how we're going to do it. How do you approach that leadership responsibility, I should say?
Man, I'm sort of a lead-by-example. I don't really say too much, you know what I mean? I'm not really like a rah-rah guy. I lead by example, but I also want to make impact on the younger guys coming up. So I make sure I put my arm around them and just show them some love and kind of like show them how it should be done. I mean, not the best leader in the world, but I'm just working to improve every day and just leading the right example.
Kind of sounds the opposite of Jordan Simone, who was a talker last year. Simone came in here last year. We couldn't shut him up, man. He and Berkovici were like doing a two-man act in here last year. They were funny.
Man, they came well prepared.
It's funny that you say you're not a vocal guy because you probably don't remember. You talked to a bunch of people during the recruiting process. I talked to you during the recruiting process when you after you got an offer from Utah. And I remember you being a really engaged. You were a funny guy on the phone. You seem to have toned yourself down a little bit. Is it just a maturity thing?
No, I think I'm still like that, you know what I mean? But me, I just kind of like who I'm around and who I'm talking to and when I feel comfortable, you know what I mean? And I'm that guy. You catch me in the locker room, you catch me at home, you'll get that out of me.
Part of being around other athletes, right, and it's a limited selection here, you guys are sizing each other up, and I know everyone gets along and all that stuff, but, you know, you walk in here, good athlete at 6'1", 280 pounds. We got an offensive lineman walking around 6'9", 350. I mean, you're looking at that and going, what's the reaction when you see some of the other bodies?
Oh, man. Well, they some big dudes.
I mean, Banner's a monster. McDermott back there is a giant as well.
Yeah, huge dude. Coming in, I'm looking up, bending my neck back, trying to see what his face looks like.
Right.
Man. So it's all love, man, coming here. It's all love. You got some great athletes, some of the greatest in the country. And coming here and getting the opportunity to be around them outside of just playing against them, it's great.
Tashaun, you guys, there don't seem to be a lot of expectations about ASU this year.
Yeah.
I mean, at least in the preseason polls, that you guys picked fifth yesterday, which is as low as I can remember since the Utes have been in the Pac-12 conference. So,
Hey, I had you fourth. I had you fourth. So.
Appreciate it.
A little bit higher. Even though I didn't have a vote, but I had you fourth in my poll. So.
Your personal poll. Yeah.
Is that going to be any discussion when you guys get back for camp? Is that going to be a motivator, chip on the shoulder thing, or do you guys not even pay attention to it?
We definitely going to use that as motivation, you know what I mean? But every team got to come in there and prove themselves. Every team got to come out here and compete. And the preseason thing is something that obviously we see, but we know we got to play to prove ourselves just like everybody else. So that's the plan. And, of course, our goal every year is to win a Pac-12 championship regardless of where we at in the preseason. So,
Tashaun, we've been asking trivia questions of every single player that come through. Trivia question for you today about your school. Will Sutton, as we talked about, won back-to-back Pac-12 Player Defensive Player of the Year awards in 2012 and 2013. Before him, who was the last Sun Devil to win that award?
Oh, man. That's a good question. Terrell Sex?
No, it was actually linebacker Dale Robinson back in 2005. Ooh. Shared it with Haloti Ngata.
So, got me.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have got that one either.
No, I looked it up and I was like, Dale Robinson? I don't remember Dale
I don't
Robinson.
Remember Dale Robinson either. I remember Terrell Sutton.
Yeah, I do.
I certainly remember I Will Sutton.
But I don't remember Dale Robinson.
It's a trick question right
now. Yeah, so yeah, I didn't even know that one. I had to look at, hey, all four of us got You got all four. I got all four
when
of
we
us.
We come to Tempe this year, I'm going to remember this man too, Tashaun Smallwood. Thanks for coming by, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.